Let's do a self-exploration meditation on I Am That, Chapter 12. The person is not reality. Let's keep our eyes open to begin with. What is the person? Isn't the body-mind together labeled as the person? Let's explore what is the person in our direct experience, aparoksha jnana. Look down at your own physical body. What is the physical body in your own direct experiential knowledge? Discarding all inferences and assumptions and deductions, clearing all past conditioning. See the body like an infant would look at his body. What would an infant know by direct seeing? When the infant sees his own physical body, isn't there simply the perception of an image plus sensations? Image plus sensation has been labeled as my body. Image minus sensation has been labeled as his or her body. Let's examine closely. What is an image? Look at the image of your own body. Image is simply a name plus form. Is there anything to a name other than thought? No. Every name is simply a thought. Now let's look at the form of the body. Is there anything to a form other than the shape, size, and material that it is made of? What is shape and size? Do you have any proof of the existence of a shape or a size outside of your awareness? Isn't shape and size simply a thought in your own awareness? Let's look at the material that the body is made up of. Touch your hand. Move your fingers along the length of the hand. What does direct experience tell you about the material that the body is made up of? Does it convey that the object is a solid object? Or do you simply experience a sensation? Touch your left hand again. Isn't the direct experience simply a sensation? Does sensation give proof of existence of a hard or soft object? Or is it simply an appearing and disappearing physical feeling? Isn't feeling simply a silent thought? Isn't the idea of a body made of flesh, blood, bones simply a thought? So let's look at it in summary. A person is nothing but the body and mind. The body is simply an image and sensation. Image is nothing but name and form. Name is nothing but thought. Form is nothing but shape and size. Shape and size is nothing but thought. Form also includes material of which the body is made up of. But material is simply a sensation, which is a silent thought. The idea of flesh, bones, blood is another thought. So name and form is a thought. image is a thought. Sensation is a silent thought. Therefore, the physical body, which is image plus sensation, is nothing but thought plus silent thought. The physical body is simply a thought, a body thought. Now let's look at the mind. Is there a box called the mind located within you? No, you would not find anything called the mind. All that you can witness is the arising and falling of a thought. A series of arising and falling thought waves is what has been labeled as the mind. Effectively, the mind is simply thought. Tangible thought has been labeled as my mind. Intangible thought has been labeled as his or her mind. But there is no proof of mine or his or her. These are also thoughts. The mind is comprised of both thought and feeling. Let's look at what is feeling. An arising and falling wave. A tangible feeling is my feeling. An intangible feeling is his or her feeling. Is there a difference between a mental feeling or a physical sensation? No. Sensation is a silent thought. Feeling is a silent thought. As mind is nothing but thoughts plus feelings, mind is nothing but thought plus thought. Simply a mind thought. What is the reality of a person? A person is simply a body thought plus a mind thought. A person is only thought. The person is not reality. If the person is not reality, then what is reality? If the person is only a thought, then that in which this thought arises, that must be reality. Take a step beyond the body thought and the mind thought. Transcend the person. Recognize the silent void in which the thought of the person is born and disappears back into. You are that silent void. That silent void does not even say I. It just is. It is infinite, vast, beginningless, endless, without any borders. It is not that I am a small piece of void and you are another small piece of void. The void is infinite. How many infinities can there be? There is just one. So there cannot be a my void or your void. There is just the void. Our body minds are simply thoughts suspended in the void. The void is our collective universal identity. We are all one. We are all one. We are all one. There is no two. Advaita. There is no two. This is reality. The person is not reality.